His expression changed, and Matt realized with surprise that the man was suddenly furious.
That must not happen,
Harper insisted. Matt was feeling strangely distant. It was like he was watching Harper on a stage in a play, not really there. And my father? He heard himself ask, though he already knew what Harper would say. What has all this to do with Dad? Who are these other people, these other forces?
I don't know, Harper confessed. Not exactly. But I do know that they are people who want to find the treasure for themselves, not for the good of humanity as a whole, Harper said. They're interested in its material value, not what we can learn from it, about the ancient world and about ourselves. They know of my passion and of your father's progress. He paused, as if gathering his thoughts. In answer to your other question, the more important question for you, I assume, Harper sighed. Well, I believe that your father is now working for these misguided people.
But he would never do that, Matt said, feeling the anger rise within him. If what you say about them is true, Dad would never agree to help them.
I didn't say he was doing it willingly, Harper told him. Your father has disappeared, without explanation or even a suitcase. They have taken him. Whoever these despicable people are, they have kidnapped Dr. Stribling to force him to find the treasure of St. John for them.
And if he won't help them? Aunt Jane asked, her voice husky and fearful. If he refuses?
Harper sighed. Then I expect they will kill him.
Chapter 6. You didn't know that Matt, or Miss Stribling for that matter, were here, Julius Venture said. He leaned forward, elbows resting on the top of the desk and hands clasped together.
That is true, Harper admitted.
Venture unclasped his hands. So, why come to me? Harper considered this carefully before answering. The room was silent, all eyes on him.
I have known for some time, he said at last, that there might be, what should we say, competition? Knowing that, it would have been irresponsible of me not to warn Dr. Stribling. I suggested that he might want to take precautions, as I did myself. I offered him a bodyguard, for example, which he refused.
End of Disc 2.